Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate the house of God and God honoring us with His presence.
Amen.
Appreciate the songs. As I prayed and pondered and prayed what the Lord would have me share, the title was kept, and I think the song was kept away. Kept by the power of God. I'd like to share a couple of two or three stories before I continue. Nine years ago or so, I traveled with my children after my husband passed all the way to Washington State, down through Oregon, through California, singing at various places. And one of the places we stopped was a man named, his last name was Brown. I can't remember his first name, so I'll call him Dave. And he told of his commitment to the work of the Lord and how important it was to him. He even told all the things that he wanted to do and was doing. And we visited his home, and it was so beautiful. It was an old home restored like new. And you just, at least I did, just look in awe. It's so beautiful. He had a wooden stove even. It was beautiful. And as we left there, I began praying, and I asked the Lord if He would send us a David Brown to our congregation, someone that would be that inspired to support the work of the Lord. I didn't realize that I had an opinion about what the person was going to look like. I thought it was going to be a saint from I didn't know where, but somewhere, and someone that had skills and so forth. And then a man who had done some handyman work for us at the chapel said, "I'm moving away, but I have a friend who would be willing to support you, and he wants to meet you." Someone had seen him and his friend and had concerns about the way they look. I hadn't saw them. And as I went up, I told him, I said, "I want to meet him too." So as it turned out, I didn't mean to get your attention like that. I don't know what I did. Anyway, he said, I want to do your work. And the one who was leaving said, "I've explained to him that you like to make payments. You don't always have the money, but you will always pay all of it." And I said, "Yes, that's correct." He said, "Okay." And so he began supporting our little chapel and making repairs and just amazing things. I don't know how many of you have been there and saw our new pulpit made from our pieces of our pews, but it's just beautiful. Anyway, that's just one of many things. So about 3 years in, the Lord spoke to me and He said, "I sent you a David Brown." I said, "Oh, I didn't expect him to look like that. I didn't expect him to be like that. I thought he was going to be one of the saints from somewhere whom I hadn't met before." And the Lord said, "I sent you a David Brown." And the Lord has been faithful. It's amazing the things the Lord's man. I don't know that he's a Christian. He's never professed it. He's never been in our services. But whenever it's something that the chapel needs, he figures out a way to do it. And God did that. And He had to tell me, "Okay, I answered your request. He's here." And I thought, "Oh, my goodness." Well, some of you know I was very ill about 10 years ago. Had heart failure. At the time, I thought I had pneumonia, and I went to check because I said, all these children hugging me, what if I have pneumonia? And I'm exposing them. Well, it wasn't. It was heart failure. At that time, it was 19%. Well, here recently, I became gravely ill again. About 6, 7, 8 months, I can't tell. And this time, I thought I had pneumonia again. But it was heart failure. And the Lord has blessed me. I had many, many nights I did not sleep. I didn't know it was possible to not sleep, period. Yes. And I know for sure I clocked 36 hours one of the times. And looked like I should have just collapsed, not kept going. And so I'm here, labored in prayer, along with us there. And the Lord will give me 2 hours of sleep. I was so ill, my son and my daughter, my son was lay beside me, and he said, Mommy, you slept for 2 minutes. That was encouraging because I couldn't tell I was sleeping at all. And I'd ask him, well, how was I, what position was I in? He'd tell me. Sometimes I sat up. Finally, they snapped a picture of me the first time I slept for maybe 2 or 3 hours. And I said, well, I'm going to lay like that again. Anyway, the Lord blessed me. I slept a few hours at a time, sometimes 4 or 5 hours at night now. And I know those here labored with me had to. I didn't expect to wake up some of the time. But the Lord had mercy. And so I am here. And I am blessed. Kept by the power of God. Kept. Anyway, this gentleman, when he found out I was so ill, and he wanted to know, I can't remember what he asked, I just remember the response when I told him, well, I guess again, they wanted to consider probably heart transplant. I said, oh, I wouldn't consider that. He said, why? Because he thought, if I could just be here, somehow I've impacted his life by my life. At least that's my translation of what he said. And I said, no, I'm going to look to the Lord like I did before to bless me. So for many months, I couldn't really walk. And I had another walker, and if it was over by the wall, that's where it stayed because I couldn't get there. And so my sweet daughter found this one, and it can park right near me. I can hold on to my bed and get to it. And I can stand up now. And I've preached a few times. But we have a few preachers in our family, so I don't have to work as hard as I used to. 50-some messages a year. Now we have preachers and teachers, and the Lord is faithful. Kept by the power of God. And so I desire the Lord. I don't know what the Lord will see fit to do with a handyman, but the Lord let me know he sent him. And he has been faithful to figure out how in our little old building, how to make things work and how to accommodate us. And what's important is you don't know whom the Lord will send in your life.
That's right.
And you want to be kept. You want to have the power of God in your life keeping you so that they can see. And that was his concern. He just thought, whatever it takes, Mrs. Johnson, or Pastor Alice, I think he calls it, Mrs. Jane, seems like you ought to do it. But I'm looking to the Lord. And one of the things that went along with this condition, I've shared it with some, is lots of coughing. Probably because the lungs and the heart couldn't quite get enough oxygen, I'm guessing. And I would cough, cough, cough. And I've had times when it cleared up fairly good, but last week, I think it was last week, the night before my niece's funeral, I probably coughed for 2 hours. My daughter would be asleep and she'd wake up and pray for me. And I'd get a little break. Fall asleep again. Wake up and pray for me. The last time she prayed, I stopped coughing, fell asleep. The Lord gave me strength to go and preach the funeral. God is able. God is faithful. And it's important for us to understand in the long haul, God will keep us. He is faithful. There are times we're inclined to think, oh, well, I'm finished with this. But there are a lot of things that don't work. We kind of tag along, stay with it. But God works. God will keep us if we allow ourselves to be kept. And He is faithful. And we thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I won't give you our handyman's name, but when you think of the handyman, pray for him. The Lord, I have prayed. I said, Lord, you bless people that bless the saints. And will you bless this gentleman? His sacrifice has been many, and he accepts our pain schedule, and he does superior work. And we thank the Lord for his faithfulness. But the Lord had to tell me. I sent him. I thought, Lord, I was thinking it was gone. He was going to look like this and that. But what's important, if we allow the Lord to keep us, the Lord then has liberty to impact the lives of other people through us. 1 Peter 1 and 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Kept by the power of God. God's divine power is what keeps us, gives us grace, even in tests and trials, even in situations we do not understand. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, this is the second time I've had heart failure. Do you heal us twice? Evidently, he's working on it. We thank the Lord. But kept by the power of God. What is important is that we understand God's power and God's love. When we are inspired and understand that, it gives us grace to carry on. When we are in places, and there are so many things, I said, Lord, what do I do about that? How do I figure this out? And the Lord will speak to me and say, you pray. Oh, yes. I'll pray until you give a directive on that. God will keep us. And that applies to us if we're children in school. God saves children. And they learn the power of prayer. And I remember one of my children, and they were still in school. And I said, do you pray? Whatever the challenge was, she said, yes, every time. So I guess I thought I had a, hold on that by myself every day. But, and I want to encourage every parent. I put a lot of effort into teaching my children when they were in my arms who God was and how to pray. I don't know why I was surprised. He said, oh, of course I pray. I pray every time. But after they leave your arms and they're in school and in middle and high school, you think, oh, Lord, they're not here. They took God with them.
Yeah.
We want to, our children to know they can be kept by the power of God. They can be kept in difficult situations. And the truth is, 20, 30 years ago, when I first had children in high school, it seems so different from when I was in high school. What do we call it now?
Yes.
It's a whole different world.
Yes.
Whole different world. But the power of God still can keep. And we can be kept. And part of that example of being kept is how we live before our children.
That's right.
That they understand God can keep them.
Yes.
God can give them directives.
Yes.
Nowadays, your cell phones, people can track you down, what have you, unless you turn off some apps, and I still don't think they're turned off. But anyway, I remember we were coming home from Los Angeles, and there's an in and out. We stopped at, this might have been the first time I registered, and popped stuff on my cell phone. If you'd like to give some comments about this restaurant, and I thought, what? They're tracking where I am, that I'm stopping to eat. I resented it. But long before that, God has tracked us, kept up with us, blessed us, and guided us. And that's the one I want to keep track of me, and I want to be connected with God. But I was just, I just resented it. I thought, what? You know, and the question is, who else are they telling? Where I am, what I'm doing. But God had this in place long before now.
That's right.
Saw me as a little, 10-year-old or 9 or something. I missed the school bus. And our school was about 3 miles. It was a long way to make. And so I was by myself. Everyone else had caught the bus and went to school, and I walked. And walked somehow. I knew the way. And after you get out of the country, go through a few neighborhoods. And I remember it was a dog over on the porch across the street asleep. I don't know how long I spent trying to get nerve to go by that house. But what I'm saying, the Lord knew where I was. The Lord blessed and protected me. I made it to school. That's just one of many times. Long before this, 10 years, however many years ago, 12 maybe now, that they got the smartphone. God has smart grace, smart protection. He could take care of us, kept by the power of God. We thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for His faithfulness. And our children need to understand that, our young people and we ourselves, there is no place that we can go that God can't keep us if we follow His lead. We follow His directives. We are thankful for God's faithfulness to us, and that we can be kept, that He is able, that He loves us, His power has not changed. And in this generation, because so many feel like they're on top of the world, and maybe they are a little bit digitally, but to be divinely on top of the world, it's a place to be. To have God connecting with you and directing you and protecting you. Recently, we lost Brother Bell's dear daughter, but about a month before that, my daughter and I had went out to visit my son. He lives about 80 miles from us, and we came in. It was a Sunday morning, so we're going directly to the chapel. Came down a road we often come, maybe not on Sunday, but it's a, and there was a diesel in front of us. I'm not sure if it had trouble or what, but it was a line of cars behind us, I'm sure. And it was just real slow. It might have been going 20 miles an hour. And is that 55 miles there, Alicia? And 20 miles an hour. And then we turned on the street in front of the church, a mile from it, but we turned on it. Still slow. Just before you get to our chapel, the California Aqueduct berm is right there, and you cross it and go on in. So the usual behavior of us is to turn our signal on to turn to the chapel. I figured that'd give plenty of time. And my daughter said she did. And as she got ready to turn, she's actually crossing the lane for the traffic coming towards, but it was no traffic. And as she crossed, just as she got to the edge of the road where the dirt is, a big, what are those trucks? Maybe 250, I don't know. A huge truck. I'll put it this way, our little Equinox looked like a little, I don't know what, outside of that truck. And it was barreling. We don't even know what space was between him and us. If he hit us, we would be no more. All we conclude is that he must have been far enough back he didn't see our signal. There was a double lane. It was not supposed to be any double line. Not supposed to be any traffic going over. But he decided, I'm tired of this diesel, and he took off. And my daughter said it was so close, she thought we were hit. So we know that there are things that are allowed to happen and some things aren't. But we're kept by God. Kept. And when God allows things to happen, He knows our name. He knows where we are. And He will be close to us. My husband died in an accident. And I found that God can keep. And we were kept by the love and power of God. And so He was worthy to follow, and He was gracious to keep us. And so that was just a month ago. And so when we got inside, we shared it. realized how close it was that we weren't going to be in service that morning.
Yes.
You would have had our service about a month ago. But God had mercy.
Yeah.
And to be kept by God is something we work toward.
Mm-hmm.
We are listening. We are guided by Him. We began when I instruct some people, young people, not just young people. I like to begin with the simple things that we must do. We must pray. We must attend service. We must support our attitude and our spirit that it pleases God.
Yes.
And that allows God to keep us. We can be kept by the power of God. And we are thankful that God is faithful to do just that. Kept by the power of God. God is so gracious, so kind, and there are times we are tried. But what I found, and this is the beauty of it, God's grace is more than sufficient. More than sufficient. He is able to keep us. There are some people that say, what? You're going to put up with that? Well, I don't have to do it by myself. God's grace is sufficient. And I appreciate God's faithfulness. Appreciate that He has kept us. And who was that? Sister Mary said back in the 70s, I know how long ago that was, because I got married in 1974. So, what is the date today? Is it June 29th?
Yes.
It would be 45 years ago. Today. And so I know how long it's been. God is faithful. God is faithful. I didn't fully realize it was today, and so I started calculating. But anyway, I knew it was June, and I knew it was close. But when I lost my husband, as I shared with some, I would drive down the road, weeping and wailing when I was by myself. But it's one thing I acknowledged before God and before you, that He was here. My husband had been here. And God had blessed him and blessed us, blessed him to be the father of children who thought there's no other man on earth like him. God did that, kept by the power of God. And so I acknowledge to God, even through my tears, how faithful, how He had kept us, how He had guided us. Many times we didn't have a lot of money. I remember one time, I'm smiling, you'll see when I share it, we were... had five children. I was a stay-at-home mother. And we went to the service station to get gas, and we didn't have much. I don't remember how much we put in. I would think $5 or less, but I can't remember. Gas wasn't as high as it is now, but it was high enough. And so when we pulled out, my son said, well, we didn't get any gas. We just got a little more faith. But they learned the power of God. Learn what it meant to trust God.
Uh-huh.
Learn what it meant to be kept by God.
Right.
God is faithful.
Yeah.
They travel cross country. Mm-hmm. They've been to many states. Mm-hmm. And our last trip together, I think, we left Texas and came on across halfway, and we realized the money is running a little short. And so I think as a family, we asked the Lord, I may have shared this with you, and I trust it. You'll bear with me. We asked the Lord to bless our car to get better gas mileage because we wanted to get home and have a little left. So we traveled on. We finally drove up in our driveway, and it was a wonderful trip. We noticed the car was starting to get better gas mileage, and so we got home. We still had $10 left. God is faithful. But this, the point is, it wasn't just my husband and I, all of our children was a part of that prayer and that step of faith and understanding who God is and how He will keep you, provide for you, make a way for you. And I've even told my children, I think some of them believe me. I said, you're millionaires. I said, to have God so manifesting Himself in your life. I said, you can't buy it. It's priceless. You've seen it, and it's an absolute, you know it, you're a witness of the power of God and how He keeps. And to grow up with a parent and a father whom they never heard lose his temper. Never heard. Didn't know what it's like. A man of great faith He was a disciplinarian, he was a man of great faith, kept by the power of God.
Yes.
You see, if I put that in a money market and I took it out, there wouldn't be any more grace after I took it out. But having seen God keep him and keep them, it's priceless.
Yes.
We thank the Lord. We want to be kept by God. Understand who God is. Kept by the power of God, the love of God.
Yes.
God is so faithful. And we are thankful for his faithfulness. And I thank the Lord for I could call my children that live near me. Often laid hands and prayed for me. I thought, Lord, this is such a privilege. You see, I need prayer now. And they just pray for me. And God here and answered prayer. Call my son on the phone. I said, I think before you hang up, I need you to pray for me. I'm pretty sick. He says, all right. You see, you can't buy it. That's God kept.
Yes.
God kept us.
Yes.
Kept them. Kept
yes.
all of us.
Yes.
This is an investment we want to make.
All right.
And if you don't have children, invest it in your neighbors. Invest it in this yes. precious children.
That's nice.
And you all forgive me. My daughter said, Mommy, hush. They hear you talking to that baby. I said, I can't help it. It's so precious.
You got it right, Susan.
Yes, I saw a hush, but I had already talked. But anyway, my point is, this is an investment. This is a privilege. It's a privilege to have children. And we have some new babies in our congregation. It's so wonderful. We've had one that's ill, but I believe the Lord is blessing. She's coming along. She's quite, the Lord has blessed her. And then we have little James Lavon, our newest grandson. And when we went to see him, I was very ill, but my daughter took me to see him after the delivery. They lived quite a ways away, but we were about halfway. And they said, called me and said, we want to know how to spell Daddy's middle name, my husband. I said, well, it's L-A-V-O-N. I said, at least he's named after a daddy, but she has a feminine spell. So okay. So that's how you spell it?
Yes.
So, well, he sounds like Daddy and he looks like Daddy, so we're going to name him James LeVar. The only sad part about it is my husband, he loved children. Not just that, just loved children. You can see it with grandchildren. So I have to enjoy it for both of us. But anyway, God did that. One, about a year and a half ago, one Sunday morning, my grandson, he was 3 at the time, I think. He stood up at his seat. His father was taking prayer requests. He says, Daddy, I'd like to talk to God about a baby brother and baby sister. Either one, I'd like to talk to God about it. And we were all in awe. Thought he knew the time to get up and give his request, and he made it known. He said, I'd like to talk to God. We found out later he had inquired of his mother. She said, oh, you got to talk to God about it. It didn't occur to her he was going to put it in his request. But he did, and he knew the right time. And on April 11th, his request was answered. So we inquired of him, well, what do you think of the baby brother the Lord sent you? He says, well, I wasn't expecting him quite like that. I think he thought it'd be a little bigger. But he's growing real well. But anyway, he's quite frank and quite open. But his trust in the Lord.
Yes.
You see, that's the legacy from his grandfather.
Yes.
And his father.
Yes.
And the saints around him. That's why I said invest in our children.
That's right.
Pray for them.
That's right.
Even if they don't know you're praying for them. Pray for yours and pray for someone else.
Yes, that's right.
Our children are too precious.
Too precious.
And we want them to understand what it means to be kept by the power of God. To be kept by his grace. My niece, whom we buried last week, and Lord willing, we'll have a remembrance service tomorrow in Baldy Mesa. I shared for those that were there. I said, the only thing I didn't do was birth her. I said, I took her to church the first time before she, I don't know if she was 2 months old. And the others came after me. That's how close I was to her.
Yeah.
I took her in my arms. Took her to service.
Yeah.
Been doing it all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Realize that when you invest in someone, and then her grandmother took her into her home,
yeah.
I think like summer, whenever it was, a few weeks or months at a time, and she never forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
She would strive to find
the God
yeah.
of her grandmother.
And so,
that's the truth. Invest in our children.
Yes, thank you.
Invest in our grandchildren.
That's right, sister. That's right.
Let us give
yes.
whatever it takes for us to be kept.
That's right.
And that will be the example for them.
For them.
Yes. Brother Dumar talks sometime about coming, excuse me, coming. And he says, do you remember me coming? I said, I do. He said, do you remember my hair being braided? I said, I don't. I just remember it was red. It was beautiful. And he was real little. I don't know how he got this tall, but he was a little bitty guy. And I had preached here one Sunday. I don't know if it was Sunday. It might have been Saturday. And he came, and he looked way up at me. And someone had exhorted after I preached. He looked at them, he looked at me, he said, which one of you all the preacher? The point is, his grandmother brought him and he was here.
Uh-huh.
And I told his great-grandmother, so I'm talking about, and I told his mother, maybe his grandmother too. I said, well, I love Brother Dumar just like Sister Foster loved me. She took care of me when I was here in college. And I said, I love him the same way.
Uh-huh.
I said, the same way.
Yeah.
So you're going to see me looking out for Brother Dumar. He doesn't even, well, I think he does know some of it. But the point is, kept. She was kept. What was she, 90 when she passed?
Yeah, 90.
Being kept, how faithful.
Yes.
She could have said, well, I don't know. I've tried for a while. And
precious.
The children, they may have other things on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say that to me. I'm making words for her. But she allowed God to keep her.
Yes.
And here's her daughter.
Amen.
Here's her great-grandson.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Kept.
Right.
It means something to be kept.
Yes.
It's divine.
Yes.
Find out
yes.
how God can keep you and let him keep you. There are things that other people will do you don't need to do because you want to be kept.
That's right.
You want to be protected. You want that investment.
Yeah.
And there are sometimes people you love a whole lot close to you, brothers or sisters or cousins, and they're going to mock what you do. But you're kept. So you're kept. After a while, they'll understand that. They were asking me, are you going to be able to come do the service for my niece? And a week before that, I wasn't certain I could. But when the Lord began to give me the message, I said, well, I think this is a signal, Lord. You're going to allow me to get there to do this eulogy. Even though I didn't have a way yet. I said, you've given me the message, so I guess I'm going to be there. God is faithful when you allow him to keep us,
yeah. Yeah.
to guide us,
wow.
to undertake for us.
Yeah.
Let us be faithful.
Amen.
Let's turn to John, the 10th chapter, 28th verse, 27th verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That sounds amazing. It's not something you could go and arbitrate. God has our protection, our back. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all.
Yes.
No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We appreciate that. When I was a youngster, maybe in my teens, I remember being very conscientious and committed about serving the Lord. And one of the battles I had, and the enemy does this, and he'll do it at a youngster, middle age or older, if we allow him, because we love the Lord. He said, well, maybe you're not saved. Maybe you're not quite right. Maybe. And you go in your mind and cover what accusations they can be debilitating.
Well, yeah.
What? And finally, the Lord helped me, I said that word, maybe. That was from the devil.
Yeah.
That maybe. And he'll do it at any age. But particularly when you're a youngster and you're seeking to follow God. And so I learned to be kept by the power of God. Didn't have to deal with maybe so's. Because the devil would say, well, maybe you didn't. And the Lord got over to me. I don't have trouble communicating. If I want you to know something, I'll make it clear.
Yeah.
And I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
He wanted me to understand I could be kept.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have to wonder if I was being kept.
Right.
My Father, which gave thou me, is greater, gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. It's important when we are blessed to have a meeting that's precious and inspiring and challenging,
yes,
that we take it all in,
that's
take
right.
it with us.
Because right.
the enemy will try to say, oh, did you really hear it right? Do you really understand that? I don't know. In other words, whatever doubts you can cast on,
yes,
but you can claim it in the name of the Lord. You don't have to go there. He will do that. And it's important. I'd like to encourage everyone, particularly when you've been in need, to be able to take in and embrace what God has sent. To embrace the power of God,
uh-huh,
embrace His grace.
Yes.
And I think of the many nights, as I said, I didn't know if I would wake up on the other side. I actually thought I was going to go before my niece, but the Lord did different. And kept by His power.
Yes, amen.
And He reminded me and helped me to understand that He was watching and in control of the situation, and that His grace was sufficient. And think about my niece. She had many challenges. But one of the things that was so precious is she'd call and say, I want to pray about this. I want to take care of this. If we all do that, we can allow God to keep us. In other words, just let it go. And if you need prayer, pray for me. I need prayer to get this victory. That's what we are for each other. There were times I was too sick to pray for myself. Some here and some other places prayed until the Lord gave me breath,
yes,
and deliverance. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. God is faithful.
Yeah.
And He said, no one can come and pluck you. But see, the devil will tell you, you're almost falling out.
Yeah.
You might not be. Maybe so. But He said, no, you can't be plucked. You hold on to God, He's going to hold on to you. What was that song? Kept. He will keep us. We want ourselves to allow to be kept by God's grace. And we want to grow in grace. And the way we do that, through prayer and through humbling, we probably live in a generation where a lot of people don't say, feel we should humble. It's okay to humble, even when you're right. It's okay to humble. Allow God to keep you. It's okay.
Yeah.
And what does that sister have it said? Yeah, the devil came and said something, and she said, you know, scripture says, what does it say about agreeing quickly with the adversary? Whatever it is, she said, I just agreed with him, went off, just ignored him. Whatever. She didn't let him get the devil get her down.
Yes.
And so we don't have to either. We want to live a life of grace. And one of my children was saying, Mom, you didn't tell us something. I said, I think I did. So, well, you didn't say it excited enough. I said, well, let me ask you something. Can you think of anything that's happened in your life that you needed me to tell you something? And he said, yes. And he told me, I said, how did I say it to you? Well, you said, And we went through several things. You realize I never got upset and yelling. Oh, he said, no, you've never done that. I said, no, I don't. But that's because I'm kept. Praise the Lord. I'm kept. God is so gracious. I am kept. It's something we often talk about in our family. My husband worked so hard and he often would fall asleep because of his sleeping situation. And so whether it was in bed and waking up in the morning or in a nap, when you wake him up, let me see if my daughter knows when I ask. Alicia, when you wake daddy up, what would he do?
He'd smile.
No matter what it was, he'd wake up smiling. So they wouldn't know what to do if he woke up grumpy. Because he'd wake up smiling. That was their privilege. But he was a kept man. Kept by the power of God. Living example. When my niece passed, my daughter was present. I worked in the hospital. My daughter said, when she had gotten in, she had passed, and she said she was looking like, Alicia, what did you say, a glow on her face? So her face was glowing. And so my nephew, who had saw his mother also, said, does other people look like that? I said, I don't know. I can't say I know, I said, but just before my husband passed, he wasn't sick. He'd had a tow truck man bring a truck that had broken down to the house, and he decided to preach the gospel to him. That wasn't unusual. He felt like he would share the gospel with whoever he could. So my daughter looked over and saw, said, Daddy's over there holding up that man, that tow truck man. Am I saying this right? And she got ready to go over and said, Daddy, don't hold him up. So the Lord stopped her. No, don't you go over there and interrupt that. So she looked at her father and he was glowing. I said, that's the only story I know about glowing. I said, he was glowing. Like the Lord had a halo around his head. That was probably, I don't know how sharp that was before he passed in the accident. But he said, I said, that's the only thing I know about glowing. I haven't been around many people that have died immediately to see whether they glowed or not glowed. But I said, Uncle Travis, when they loved their Uncle Travis. He was like a father to them. He said, he was glowing. Kept. A kept man of God. Kept woman of God. Kept young people of God. Kept. You see, it was important to God that we had a security. John 15 and 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. This fruit is not just for the manifestation of saying you have fruit, but these children, these young people, these young adults looking on need to see what it means to be kept by the power of God. To experience what it means to know God in that way. And when we know that, we invest even more. We invest our lives because in this world, I don't think it's unusual. People want to make a difference. There's people that say, what is your legacy? What are you leaving? And that was actually the message the Lord gave me at my niece's service. Anyway, who was it just passed? Vanderbilt. She was an heiress when she was born. So I don't know how many billions she have now. But my concern is, did she make an eternal difference in the lives of those around her? And I don't have to have those billions to make an eternal difference. By the grace of God, I want to impact eternity for someone.
Somebody.
Yes. And if we allow ourselves to be kept, we can do that. We can make that eternal difference. And what that comes from, and this is why I shared this about my husband, and he had opinions about me, and we used to tease each other, I guess if it's okay to say it that way. I'd say, well, you're the preacher. And he said, yeah, you're the preacher. And And I'd say he was my favorite preacher. He might have said something likewise. But the point is that we were kept. It means something to be married and to be kept. Amen. To be kept. And I had some of my children say, when I get married, if I have a marriage half as good as my parents, I'll be doing this. We were kept. We were kept by the power of God. You don't have to have any get back. It doesn't mean you don't have disagreements. Because I was back then, I was always hot and he was always a little chilly. But we were kept. I'd sleep with my bathroom window open year round. And on the desert, it gets a little chilly sometimes, particularly in the winter. And as some people, who is it? Sister Mary's niece, my daughter Alicia said, Shay has learned our secret. I said, what is that? Every night it cools off. And I said, Shay, when you live on the desert, you always take a sweater. She said, I've learned that. I said, because at night it's going to get chilly. But the point is bless his dear heart, he figured out a way, by God's grace, for us to be happy in that place, for us to be blessed. He liked cornbread with corners, and I liked cornbread that was looking kind of like cake. But we were kept. And with our children, long suffering. I remember when we got teenagers, and one of them had this little car. It was a big car, and it could roll, it could drive. And so when you get teenagers, especially when they're about 18 and 19, say, well, please do your chores. You do all the hard floors, and the other ones do the carpet. What? I don't eat here. Why should I be doing chores? And I said, well, what was that food you were eating? Because you see, young men grow until they're 21, so they're still growing. And they don't notice some things they eat. That's just as simple as that. They're still growing. And so I think he muttered something because he had forgotten he'd eaten. But anyway, this particular day he was upset. And he went and got in his car and started up. And my husband couldn't run as fast as they could. Hopped in the other side, laid his hands on him, prayed as he drove down the road, praying for him. They didn't question their father's prayers. And then when one of them got ready to get married, says, well, I don't think we want you to marry us, Daddy. We're going to get somebody else. There are persons that are willing. That's all right. And the other son says, well, I want to tell you something. If you're going to get married, you need somebody filled with the Holy Ghost praying for you. Anyway, my husband married them. So the point is, they understood the power of a kept man of God. And we want this for the heritage for our children, to understand what it means to have mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts filled with the Holy Ghost, kept by the power of God, that the grace manifests itself in their lives, that you have understanding. They know if you said it, it's so, or else you didn't say it. That is critical. Jesus said, they won't be plucked out of my hand. So hold yourself precious in the sight of God. And realize the eternal difference you're making is not just for you, but all those connected with you. I've been many places, and persons, I love children, and persons, babies, will reach for me. And the mother will say, I've never seen them do that before. Why? They have a secret. Babies did that to my mother, and I asked the Lord to put that mantle on me. So they don't know what's going on. But the Lord took care of them. Because I was at Monarch old 20, 30 years ago. My mother was alive. I saw all these little children, might have been 10 or 15, all lined up. And chapel, the service was out. And they were lined up going in the church. So where are these children going? And when I got to the end of the line, there sat my mother. I guess they were taking turns going by, speaking to Sister Lumine. I thought, wow. But anyway, I just thought, Lord, you just give me a little bit of that. Just a little bit of that. You know, I was like, what was it, Elisha? This, I want that mantle.
Yes.
And so The Lord, I haven't tried to explain to everyone, but they'll stand there long enough, the children start reaching out to me. And I love children. I don't reach for children. I don't feel that's appropriate. I feel like the child should reach for me, or if the parent want me to hold the child, whether they want to come or not, I'll support them. But the Spirit of God will manifest itself in us, to our children, and to our children's children. And what is this thing? Sister Foster, and then Sister Brenda, then her daughter. That's the fourth generation. Brother Damar, children and children's children. That's what the scripture said. So what is critical, that we are kept. That the grace of God has liberty in our life. That the grace of God is genuine.
Yes.
That the Spirit of God. There are settings where, and I don't know that this happens everywhere, but many places, people, without even saying it, they begin to realize there's something different here. God must be in this place. God is here. And you make sure you take him. But you can take him to your living room sofa, to your bedroom, to your grandchildren's house, to your children's house. You can do that. And if you can leave that legacy with your children, some people say, well, I got 700 acres over here. I got annuity over here. None of that will match up to the legacy of righteousness that you can leave for your children. Because it just in this heiress that I mentioned past, she lived till she was 90. I want to say 95. But I just wonder, how did she impact people spiritually, eternally? So we want to have a legacy of being kept by the power of God. We want to have a legacy of knowing who God is and living in such a way that my niece who just passed, her grandson, he lives quite a distance now, but he used to live not too far, I guess within 10 or 15 miles, and he wanted to come to church. So he'd come to my daughter, this daughter here, and they'd have prayer each time he came to church that he'd be able to come again. And then he found out that it was prayer meeting. Start praying to come to prayer meeting too. One time he took a trip on a plane to visit a, I don't know if it was a godmother or godfather, whoever it was, down in Texas. He was youngster, maybe 8. And it seemed like there was a concern about a position. He said, so he told the grandma, so I was just praying that the Lord would work it out. And I think he flew on to Texas. You see, that's a priceless legacy. Being kept by the power of God. We want us to be encouraged that the words that we've heard, the faith that we have been encouraged to exercise, the grace we've been encouraged to exercise, we want to do that.
Yeah.
Some people say, well, I can't sit back and let them talk to me like that. Lord. Of course you can. By the grace of God.
That's all.
By the grace of God. I can't put up with that. Yes, you can. I've told people that even if I have to cry, I'll cry. But as my daughter often says, on the other side, I'm going to still be safe. And then you find out that God was sitting there watching the whole time. And his grace is more than sufficient. And I don't mean that it's appropriate for people to talk to you that way. It's what one of my relatives has said to me more than once when people start misbehaving, some of it in relation to me. She said, I'm concerned. She said, because God is watching.
Yes.
She said, I'm concerned for them. God is watching.
Yes,
and I hadn't thought of it until they pointed out. They said, you're a child of God. And God is faithful. And as we get older, there are some things we can't do like we used to. Because in my mind, I thought, yeah, I'll go over there. No, I can't do that. But we can pray.
Yes.
The reason I say that, that's critical. Years ago, my son just had his 40th birthday, but when he was 8, he was going to school and he had to go a distance. I believe I shared this maybe a few years ago, but it's a precious story to me. And he was concerned because there were some big boys on the sidewalk, and he said, I even had to go out in the middle of the street. I think it had a little, that yellow line, but still, the thought of him being in the street was distressing. And when he got home, he says, I think I'll call my Aunt Juanita and ask her to pray for me. So he did. And she told him, she said, I told the Lord, there's a saint down there. That 8-year-old saint, there's a saint down there. And we want you to bless and protect that saint. And the Lord did. You see, God is watching. So it's important for us to give regard and respect for the people of God. Even if we're people of God. Sometimes there may be people that aren't people of God. But they need to respect a child of God. Because God is watching. He said, they won't be plucking them out of my hand. So that means he's watching real close. When my nephew was born, my husband and I went to see him. And he could fit probably in my hand. And we anointed and prayed for him. Other saints had prayed for him too. And when he went to, so we went there and we prayed for him. Asked the Lord to keep him. And then they shipped him down to UCLA, I think, or USC. And my daughter helped me get there so we could anoint and pray for him. And he's now, I think, 6 feet. He weighed 1 pound, 13 ounces. But he's 6 feet 5. I think it's 6 feet 5'4". And he graduated with high honors. You see, he said, you can't pluck them out of my hand. I'm watching. I'm concerned. I care. May the Lord encourage our hearts. Hold on to that. Hold on not only to how God loves you, but how he's counting on you, loving those around you. Living with a life of grace. So that is what perpetuates the gospel. That is what continues the gospel. When you have people that are living by the grace of God, and there are those that want to get you told, that's okay. You're not the only one listening. God is.
Yes.
We thank the Lord for his faithfulness.
Yes.
We thank the Lord for being in Fresno again.
Yes.
As my daughter said, was that last one? I think there's a last time for me.
Yes.
We hope this is not the last time.
Yes.
But if we don't see you again, by the help of the Lord, we want to see you in glory.